Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Jared Gerber. He is the boys' head varsity tennis coach at Newton High School. Thanks, Jared, for talking with us. Season's flying by, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't believe we're already over halfway done with the season, just a few weeks away from postseason things. Yeah, it's crazy how quick it goes.
Yeah, you mentioned once you kind of get into matches, that's really all you have. It's kind of hard to fit any practice in between there.
That's exactly right, especially with Iowa spring weather. You never know exactly what you're going to get, and so sometimes matches have to get rescheduled or practices get canceled because of rain or cold or wind. So thankfully this year hasn't been too terrible compared to past years, but you're right. Once matches start, you almost quit practicing.
Now, you have a pretty big squad this year, kind of a lot of seniors, some underclassmen as well. How's the team overall progressing?
Yeah, we've made a lot of good improvement this year. I think one of our biggest areas that we'll hopefully keep working on is just our consistency. We've played some really good matches against some really good teams, and then kind of gone out and laid an egg against a couple other teams.
Yeah.
And you know, I think part of that is our seniors, because we have so many seniors on our team that kind of realize this is their last year, and for a lot of them it's their last sport they're doing if they played other sports in high school as well.
Right.
And so I think they can kind of feel some pressure at times, and I think usually when you feel that pressure, it doesn't make you play better. It usually makes you play a little tighter and a little more cautious, and you just don't want to make mistakes versus kind of going for your shots. So I think that's one thing we'll keep working through as a team, is trying to just take it point by point. And just keep having fun and playing hard out there.
Yeah. And as a coach, you know, you got all these players playing all at once. It's kind of hard to, follow them, and you always say, hey, go to each one when they're maybe struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you know, kind of chill out if everything's okay or whatever.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. One of my coworkers just yesterday said something about, well, you're probably at a tennis match. You probably don't do much coaching, do you? It's probably pretty easy for you. And I said, well, the hard part is, like a few days ago when we played Pella, we put on 8 varsity matches all at once. So the 6 singles and then the 4 and 5 doubles. And so I'm trying to watch 8 matches, trying to find times when I can coach when they're switching sides. And so I'm kind of running up and down the courts trying to talk to kids at random times and trying to make notes of things that they could improve on. So it's coaching in tennis is a challenge.
I imagine.
There's 8 different things you're trying to pay attention to and give tips for. It's just another another challenge of coaching.
And as we mentioned, you don't have a lot of practice time for one-on-one stuff. So,
you
just got to kind of pick your spots, I guess.
That is exactly right. And try to pick up one or two things that they can really focus on.
Definitely. Well, today you have an invitational. That's a little different than, you know, kind of one-on-one thing. Kind of explain how those work.
Yeah, so when I became the head coach 4 or 5 years ago, we played all duels and didn't go to any necessarily tournaments.
Yeah.
And a lot of the postseason stuff is set up more like a tournament. And so I really wanted to add some kind of tournament into our schedule to kind of mimic more what the postseason looks like. And so at that time, the tournament that we found was a tournament Atlantic. It's a ways away. But one thing I love about it is we play teams that we never play otherwise.
Yeah.
And really no one in central Iowa plays these teams, because a lot of them are from southwest Iowa, and so they typically just play each other. And so it's kind of fun for us to kind of to head someplace as a team and to play completely different opponents, completely different teams, completely different styles of play. And so it's good to, central Iowa tends to be pretty strong for tennis, and so it's good to kind of spread out and kind of see how our talent is against other areas of the state too.
You know, here in central Iowa, you know, we have a lot of places, and you go up against a lot of teams that can practice tennis year round.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's not an indoor facility here in Newton really to
do
that. So, and when you talk about consistency, when you can play year round, that helps consistency.
Yeah, you can tell the teams that have indoor facilities, especially places that have indoor facilities where they can also get private lessons.
Yeah,
those are the teams that are just, they're able to improve over the winter, while most of us in smaller towns kind of pick up in March, February, if there's nice days, and kind of are building after we've lost.
Got a little refreshing to do and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, big night for senior night coming up. That's next week.
Yeah. We'll have lots of seniors. We have 9 seniors on our team. And it'll be a good match. We play Pella Christian, who also has quite a few seniors, I believe. They didn't really graduate very much from last year. So it'll be a good, fun, competitive match. I think it'll be a great way for our seniors to end their playing at Newton. I think it'll be a great chance for them to play a good match, get some good competition. Hopefully we can pull out a good win.
Yeah. Any, as far as you mentioned postseason before, any aspirations about, you know, kind of what you're looking for there?
Yeah. We have I think next week is when they'll announce both the team and the individual portion for districts.
Okay.
And so, you know, we'll see what happens. When I talk about that consistency, earlier this week we played Boone, who was ranked 4-1 poll, 5-another.
Yeah, he did pretty well.
And we lost 3-6, yeah. And had 2 of those losses went to a third set tiebreak. Yeah. So that just shows we can play with a team that's ranked number 5. But then we can also lose to teams that aren't ranked number 5.
Gotcha.
So hopefully, when those districts come out this week, that gives us a chance to really show our talent. We also have several kids that are hopefully can make it to the individual tournament in singles and doubles too. And we'll give it our best shot. This is the best chance we've had in a lot of years too. Both for a team aspect and for individuals to hopefully advance to the state. So,
well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And thanks for spending time with us today.
Yeah, of course, appreciate it.
And that's been the Newton Boys Varsity Tennis Coach, Jared Gerber, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.